glorious morning sorrow will cease. Some glorious morning all will be peace. Heartaches all ended, school days all done. Heaven will open, Jesus will come.
We, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. The voice of tomorrow.
He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden day break for me, for you.
Hello there. We're happy to have you with us for another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is presented each week at this time by your speaker, Alva G. Huffer, pastor of the Churches of God in Christ Jesus near Moortown, Virginia, and Seven Fountains, Virginia, with National Church Headquarters at Oregon, Illinois. Today we have with us, to present a message in song and word, Mr. Harvey U. Krog, Jr.
That I am or hope to be, O Son of God, I owe to thee. For thou hast bought me, I am thine, and by thy mercy thou art mine. Thy mercy sought me, thy love has bought me, thy grace has taught me to believe. Then in believing, thy peace receiving, now in thee only do I live. Thy blessed cross has sealed my faith, thy sorrows make my own to see. Thy power has cleansed me from all sin, thy presence keeps my conscience clean. Thy mercy sought me, thy love has bought me, thy grace has taught me to believe. Then in believing, thy peace receiving, now in thee only do I live.
This morning we want to talk about Jesus. We often hear his name used, but we don't often hear people talk about him. We talk about the weather, the new baby down the street, the man who was hurt in the auto accident, or about the new neighbors next door, but not much about Jesus. If more people talked about Jesus, more people would know about him. In the Bible, our Savior is spoken of more than any other man. He is called the seed of the woman, the seed of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the Lamb of God, the branch, the just one, the last Adam. He called himself the Son of Man, the bread of life, the door of the sheep, the good shepherd. But when he said, I am the light of the world, he expressed truth more profound than that implied by many other titles given him. I am the light of the world. If we were to ask, what is the light of the world? Some would say, the sun in the sky. They would tell us that without the sun, all life would perish. The seeds that fall into the ground would never grow and bring forth fruit if the sun ceased to shine. The trees which lose their leaves in the fall would never bud and burst forth with abundant green leaves in the springtime if the sun refused to give its light. The gross darkness of endless night would blight every light, and the whole world would grow cold and silent and barren. These very statements concerning the sun in the sky might well apply more particularly to Jesus, who said, "I am the light of the world." If the sun could be spoken of as the awakener of the trees and the power that causes the little seeds to burst their tombs, how much greater power has been given to the Son of God, who said, "I am the resurrection and the life." It is he who shall call forth his sleeping servants from their graves in the springtime of the dawning age. Jesus is the one whom God has delegated to be the life giver. As for there being darkness, if the sun should no longer shine, there is much darkness in the world today. We read in Isaiah 60, verse 2, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." This is not the kind of darkness that prevents a man from seeing what he is doing, but the kind of darkness that keeps him from understanding what he is doing. The scientists don't understand what they are doing when they increase man's power to destroy the human race with germ warfare and atom bombs. The government doesn't understand what it is doing when it licenses the sale of poison that makes men mad. Society doesn't understand what it is doing when it condones the lowering of moral standards and shuts its eyes to the things that would have shocked our grandparents. Parents don't understand what they are doing to their children when they deprive those children of the knowledge of God and of the hope of eternal life that is rightfully theirs. The world doesn't understand what it is doing when pleasure mad. It drives on full speed to the day of judgment. It's the gross darkness that is covering the earth. It's not the darkness that would cause the earth to become cold, but the kind of darkness that is bringing about the condition which the Apostle Paul described when he said, "The love of many shall wax cold." It is the darkness of hatred that causes the vengeance murders we read about in the newspapers, the darkness of greed that causes a man to kill his fellow for the gain that he may get. It is the darkness of ignorance that has kept people from seeing the true light that God has sent into the world. The darkness that prevents people from seeing Jesus and the kingdom, the knowledge of the kingdom of God, man's true state, his helplessness without the hope of resurrection. It is the darkness of despair that made the headlines in the newspaper, "Prominent citizen takes own life." Someone couldn't see through the muddle of human affairs to get a glimpse of the light of the world. It is the darkness of defilement that has caused some to go to the very depths of sin and degradation. But Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." You know the uncertainty of your steps when you were walking in a dark place and have no light. Oh, that men could see this glorious light and walk in the way that our Savior showed us. We need not walk blindly. For this we are grateful, as the Apostle Paul said in Colossians 1, 12 and 13, "Giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." We praise his name for that inheritance that is to be ours and for the great deliverance. The Apostle Peter also spoke of our position and that deliverance. In 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and the 9th verse, he said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." And Paul showed how, by following Christ, we are set apart from the world and its gross darkness and from its day of destruction. For he said, "Ye are not appointed unto wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not children of the night, nor of the darkness, but of the day and of the light." And because that new day of righteousness when Christ shall return is about to dawn, Paul said in Romans, the 13th chapter and the 12th verse, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Gird about with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the gospel of peace, and taking the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. With this armor and looking to Jesus, we need not fear the rulers of the darkness of this world. For Jesus said, 'I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.'" Just what is light? What is the light of life? Well, in Ephesians 5:13, we're told what light is. Paul said, "Whatsoever doth make manifest is light." Anything that reveals, shows, or explains might be called light. I believe that this is what Jesus had in mind when he spoke of the light of life. When we follow him, we will not be walking in darkness, but we will have an understanding of life. And the perplexing mysteries of life will be plain to us if we follow him. Someone might ask, just how can I have that understanding? Would you like to know? It is simple. Whom did Jesus say would not walk in darkness, but have the light of life? He that followeth me. But you ask, how can we follow him? Well, we can follow him in only two ways. One of them is to the Word of God, and the other is to the Garden of Gethsemane, or the Garden of Prayer, we might say. He studied the Word, and he found strength. And in prayer, he had fellowship with his Heavenly Father, even as we can. Jesus is the light of the world. Will you follow him? Until that day, will you be a light for Jesus and help others have the light of life also? The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. Like sunshine at noonday, his glory shone in. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus.
Harvey U. Crowe speaking on Jesus, the light of the world. Till next week, we say goodbye. May God bless you.
Beyond the sun.